You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
The word for today is this. I want you to write down three words. These three words are the first three words in the Bible. Talk about law, first mention. This is the ultimate first mention, where he starts the word of God with "in the beginning." In the beginning. Title of the message is "In the Beginning 2018. In the beginning. Now, before I go to 2018, I want to tell you that there's a little bit of 2017, and you haven't had all of your manifested destiny come to pass yet. No, you don't say, I'm not leaving 2017 without getting mine. What God has promised me, I'm not leaving, Pete, this year until I get mine. Watch this. And I want you all to say this. I have something significant left to do in 2017. There's something significant I have to do. Okay, so I'm in Argentina and I've been there for 3 weeks and I get a call. And the call is, your dad's dying. Now you understand, this is Wallace Swilly, who at 86, a week before, Carol had transplanted 250 plants in one day. That's digging a hole, moving a plant as mom gave him orders, putting it there as mom continued to give him orders, and then mom says, we planted. Okay. All right. And so that man, they came in and they found him laying unconscious. They couldn't bring him to. They went to the hospital. They did not know what was wrong with him. They hooked him up on all the machines. And when I got word that my father was in the hospital, I said to all the people in Argentina, and I was serving a church down there of 35,000 members, I said, excuse me, the rest of the meetings are closed. It's about family. No, I said, it's about family. And that's what hope is all about. That's what the Word of God is all about. Crunch time, family shows up for family. And I walked in, and I walked in. I had to walk out just for a second to get my composure back and to walk in, because I'd never seen my dad like that before. My dad is a very strong man. He's a very fit man. And he's laying there, and he was coming in and out of a coma. And I said, not today. Not today. He will live, and he will not die. Not today. Not on my watch. All right, is anybody here with me right now? Because you have to realize there's a battle over you. And like my wife's new book, there's a fight over your family. And if you say, well, I don't know if there's a fight or not, well, then just sit there and see what happens. So I said, you'll live and you will not die. You will live and you will not die. I was not the only one. So many of y'all were praying. And so I get there. By the time I leave in a few days, he's come conscious. He can't walk. You can't really understand a lot of things that he's saying. His words are very slurred. And how many of you want half of your miracle, or you want the whole thing? No, I want the whole thing. I don't want the half the miracle. Well, my dad is half. No. When you get to heaven, you're going to be upset. You're going to be upset because you didn't get the whole miracle. You're just thankful that God started working. No. The Bible says he that starts a good work, he's a finisher. And so last week I spoke in Orlando, and I said that Deborah, I said, let's just drive on up to Atlanta. And so when we drove up to Atlanta, Dad was cutting the grass in the front yard. I said, I was half praising God and half mad. I was going, what are you doing? Let me hire somebody to come cut this grass. He said, just like his daddy, granddaddy, Swill said, I ain't paying nobody to cut my grass. Now, you understand he has 5 acres. No, this is not like cutting a little strip in front of your condo. And so I walked in and I looked at my father. And my father has had a dream all of his life to write a book. He's never wrote a book. I don't know where we are. It's 10 or 12 or 13 books that I've written in the past few years. And God said to me, don't let 2017 end without writing your dad's book. I said, there's something significant to do. This man has wanted to write a book all of his life. Well, baby, I'm flying tomorrow morning up and we're going to write that book. And when I see you next, because I can do a book in a week. My dad will have reality in his hand. What significant are you going to do for somebody else before 2017? You want God to fulfill your dreams? Help fulfill somebody else's dream. You want somebody to be on your dream team? Be on somebody else's dream team. So I said, that's not enough, because there's a lot of people that don't read books. I know y'all. I'm looking at some of y'all going, that's good, Bishop, but you know I don't read books. And that's good, because I went and I called in favors for my friends at TBN in the studio. And next week when I'm not writing, I'm going to go in and do a live book with my dad and mom and interview them for several hours. I'm going to do something significant before 2017 is over. I need you right now. I want you just to pray. Open your mind. Close your eyes, and I want you to say this. What significant am I going to do before 2017 is over? You could do something that could change your whole world. Yes, you've done good things. I see all the stuff, Henry, that you're doing with the Crockett Foundation, but what significant could you do before 2017 is open? Something God could give you, one plan, one idea, David, one idea, Mark, one thing that you could do, Clarence, that would be so significant before 2017. Don't let it out. Don't let it go out. Okay, so that was the warm up. So here we are in the beginning. In the beginning. In Genesis 2 and Genesis 12, 2 through 4, he says, I will make you a great nation. Would you just prophesy over your family right now? My family is a great nation. No, like you mean it. Now you're talking. What's coming out of my house? Say it. What's coming? Is a great nation. And I will bless you abundantly. I will make your name great. Watch this. I want you to prophesy this for 2018 over yourself. I will be a source of great good to others. Say it. No, I will be a source of great good to others. This is the word. How many of you are Abraham's seed? Okay, I'm a source. See, I'm just telling you, we're looking for somebody else to be the source for us. We are the source for other people. Amen. That's the word to Abraham. And so this word goes on and continues, and I will make, and you shall be a blessing. Verse 3, I will bless you, I will benefit those who bless you. Do you realize that anybody that blesses you is going to be blessed incredibly? And if anybody does something for you, the first thing you should do is look right back at them and say, let me just bless you for what you just did. I will bless you. He said, I will curse those. They'll be subject to my wrath and judgment. For those who, now please get this word, dishonor you. I want to tell you, 2018 is a year of honor. The opposite, listen to me, life is about who you honor, how you honor. The biggest thing, you create an atmosphere of honor. Let me tell you, if there's honor in your house, it changes the way you talk to each other. It changes the way you raise your children. Because I don't just jerk my kids around. Are you kidding me? I honor them. When you honor someone, you bring out the best in them. The enemy wants to tell you you spoil them, and I am telling you, you create an atmosphere where they can be everything God's called them to be. And watch this, as I told leadership last night, please, in 2018, it's not personal. Quit getting offended. It's not personal. God said, if somebody dishonors you, I'll dishonor them. You pray for them. Quit getting your little feelings and your little panties up in a wad. And in your family, I will bless all families on the earth. Kingdom strategy is family blessing families. It's families blessing families. I could tell you something. Well, if I had money, I'd bless. There's a new movie coming out that I promise you I'm not going to see. And it's a story about J. Paul Getty, a true story of the man that when he was alive was the richest man ever on the face of the earth. And they kidnapped his grandson. And when they kidnapped his grandson, the media came to him and said, well, what will you pay? And he said, nothing. His money was more important than his children. See, that's dishonor. Dishonor. Somebody take one of my kids. You can have the cars. You can have the house. Just give me my kids back. Then I'll stick the police on you and I'll pray the Lord, whatever. Be careful. Okay, so please read verse 4. So Abraham departed in faithful obedience, as the Lord had directed him, and Lot, his nephew, left with him. Now, realize what just happened. Abraham did something. He took something into a new beginning God didn't tell him to take. He took something into 2018 he should have left in 2017. Different vision. Different. Do you realize that because Lot was with Abraham, he got blessed and blessed. And what was Lot's response? My guys are fighting with your guys. We need to split up. He brought that with him. That's not warfare. That's a bad decision. Everybody say in 2018, I'm going to make good decisions. I'm going to wait to make a decision till God gives me clarity on what I should do. In your patience as you possess. Quit just pulling the trigger on stuff you don't know about. Stand still and see the glory of the Lord. And so he takes Lot, and then you could talk about dishonor. There is the beautiful plains and grass. There's shepherds. Beautiful, watered, grassy plains, and he wouldn't have nothing if he wasn't with Abraham. He said, you choose which way you want to go. And Lot chose the direction by his eyes, not by his heart, because he had already violated covenant because he had broke covenant with the person God joined him to. And then realize he ends up in Sodom and Gomorrah. His wife gets killed on the exit. He's under a massive attack. And here's the terrible thing. What happened to all the men and their families that was with him? Because the only ones that escaped, the Bible says, is Lot's family. So, see, you're either following a Lot or an Abraham. They both have the same last name. Okay. Here we go. Be careful. In the beginning. In the beginning is a mindset for 2018. We are a multi-generational family in ministry. The momentum is building for 2018 and has been building for generations for this moment. Genesis 1, chapter 1 and 2. In the beginning, God, Elohim, which means the creator, the God of creation, created, I love this amplified version, by forming something from nothing. Okay, here's what I want you to see. 2018 is nothing right now. Well, you've got to decide if you're going to create something from nothing. 2018 it was dark, it was void, it was nothing, it's nothing. In the beginning, God, in the beginning, God did one thing. In the beginning, God created. We're going to start right now. We're going to end New Year's Eve, but we're going to create 2018 before it ever happens. In the beginning, the life is full of new beginnings. The life is full of brand new beginnings. Brand new beginnings. His mercy and his favor is new every morning, which means in the beginning is every morning. In the beginning is every morning. That wasn't the start of things. God was from all the way when there was nothing. He said, now this day, this particular day, I'm going to create the heavens and the earth. Okay, so we realize that in the beginning is a mindset. He created the heavens and the earth. Now watch this and write this down. You create the atmosphere, then you create your reality. You create the atmosphere, which is hope, then you create your reality by faith. Are y'all hearing this? 2018, every day I control the atmosphere. I don't have to call the weather station. I control the atmosphere. Okay. What God put in the beginning was creativity. We not only serve Elohim, do like this. Elohim is in my veins. Creativity is in my veins. The way to have businesses you never thought of, open doors you never thought of, it's not, it's just because you're a creative person. That's a lie. The Bible says we're all created in his likeness and in his image. Please write this down. The minute you get saved, you look like him. We're created in his likeness, scratch that. You look like him right when you get saved. Image. That's immediate. Likeness is a process. 2018 is likeness is a process. I have to grow and grow to be more like him. I have to grow and grow. So I have to keep doing these in the beginnings. In the beginning. In the beginning. In the beginning. 2018, from nothing to something. I want you to write this down, please. The Spirit of the Lord really put in my heart for you to write down five things you want to accomplish in 2018 and bring it with your first fruit. We're going to create. In the beginning, the reason, beginning of 2017, God said, you're just writing books on marriage and family. He said to me this in January. He said, you're just writing books on marriage and family. And you're only talking to half the world. Oh, less than half the world. Because over half the world is single or divorced. And I said, okay, God, in the beginning of my ministry, I started it over. We came out with Life After Divorce. We came out with Fight for Your Family. And yesterday, Robert finished the Spanish. We already had finished the English of Finding Your Soulmate, because I believe there's somebody for everybody. I believe the Word of God says it clear. You're not going to be single all your life unless you want to be. Now, if you desire to be, have at it. But the Bible says, and listen to me, men, it says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor and blessing from the Lord. See, some of y'all are just trying to get favor and blessing without a woman. Ooh, let's just date for another 3 years. You coward. You're a coward. Step up and be a man and find the favor of God. Find the favor of God. And women, quit giving it up before you get married. The Bible says it's better for a man to burn, marry, than to burn. Ain't no men burning. Come on, preach, man. 2018, women, I renew the glory of your virginity. In the name of Jesus, I renew the glory of your virginity. You're a blushing bride. Anybody tries to touch you, you need to tell them, this is my new in the beginning. This is my new in the beginning. That was me. That was the old me. That's not the now me. 2018. Y'all got now writing down five things. You have that? Now you pray about that. Don't just be putting down Mercedes and what? No. Pray and let God give you, and then write the things down God tells you. This is a season of new beginning. I promised the Lord my ministry in 2018, and I know Deborah is with me, and I know Pastor Joshua, Pastor Corinne are with me. My ministry is going to look completely different in 2018 because it's a new in the beginning. It's new in the beginning. I'm not doing 2017. I'm going to do 2018. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What will you put in the new beginning? Number one, I want you to write this down. I'm going to put the Word written and revealed every day. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Every day I'm putting the Word in 2018, because the Word never returns void. You need to wake up every morning saying, God, you said. Yes. Just remind you, I know you hadn't forgot. This is just for me, but you said. You said. Number two, you need to create the atmosphere of hope every morning. You need to create the atmosphere of hope every morning. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 through 24. I already quoted it, but let me read it in this translation. God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. Quit thinking that God's blessing or his resources are limited towards you. Every day it's new. It's like the bank account just completely fills back up. While you're asleep, he renews everything. They're created new every morning. How great is your faithfulness? I love this message translation. I'm sticking with God. I want you to say, he's all I got left. Let me just tell you, sometimes you don't think anybody's with you. Let me tell you, if you stick with God, that's all you need. Everything else is a bonus. Somebody say out loud, I'm sticking with God. I'm sticking with the plan. That's my girl. Number three, your seed and your first fruit will strategically set your finances for 2018. I'm going to tell you, I did something significant, first fruit at the beginning of last year, and it changed my whole dynamic. I did the most significant seed I'd ever done in my life. In this passage, everything was a mess on earth, and God put man on earth to clean up the mess. Quit trying to get out of the mess you're in and clean it up. This is the way a lot of people live their life. My house is a mess, so I'm just going to go on a trip. So they just close and lock the door, and you think it's going to change. But where you didn't vacuum and clean and the dishes or stuff, things are going to be growing in your house when you get back. Listen to me. You want his mercies to be new every morning? Am I going to brag on myself a little bit? Yes. My wife is one of the greatest cooks in the world. And she cooks for me. And she'll cook anything for me. And this is the new Dwayne. When she gets through and she says, I'm going to bed, I look at the kitchen and I go, you're not beating me. I'm beating you. I'm not going to wake up in the morning and come down to this nasty mess. I'm going to clean. Okay. But watch this. I cleaned that sucker up. And I'm a man. And I'm a man. I cleaned it up. I cleaned it up. And when I come home, she wakes up. She goes, when she sees the kitchen in the morning, she just wants to love me just some more. And I just come here. I got something. Okay, all right. We are made in his likeness. How many of y'all know what Pastor Joshua's life mission is? I know it. He said it to me. I'll never forget the first time I ever heard him say, we did this whole big thing on finding your mission statement. And somebody helped us. We were at Cooper City location. And he said, my life's mission is to bring order out of chaos. Well, that's exactly God's first mission, his Heavenly Father's first mission. When you see chaos, don't run, straighten it out. And the people who straighten out chaos get paid more. People call me from all over the world and they say, could I counsel with you? I said, well, unless you're in a financial bind, will you pay for it? And then most 99%, I said, absolutely. And so I give them the wisdom. They give me the money. I bring order out of chaos. You got a mess, I fix messes. And the people call me a hero. It's turn to the person beside you and say, I was created to be a hero. I was created to bring order out of chaos. You really believe that? Okay, here we go. Today we proclaim that the Spirit of the Lord is hovering over 2018. I want you just to say that out loud. The Spirit of the Lord is hovering over 2018. I love it. Amplified says it's brooding. I can just see the Spirit of the Lord. It's doing like that over 2018 for your favor. It's a new beginning. It's like electronic. You have the ability to say in the beginning of 2018, it's going to be this way. Now let me give you real quickly the seven things beginning means. If you go to look at the word and you look up what the word means. And so I have a prophetic word over each one. Okay. One definition of beginning is the first of the year. First prophetic word is the first of the year will be holy. If you're here, New Year's Eve service, you will make 2018 holy. We're here to make it holy. We're here to make, in the beginning, 2008, no, say, in the beginning, my 2018 is holy. Yeah, well, that's one of the other ones. Number two, the beginning also means the best. So this is the prophetic word. 2018 is going to be my best year ever. I mean, this is not a pep talk and a motivational term. I'm just telling you, in the beginning, 2018 is going to be, let's say it, my best year ever. Now, see, y'all, some of y'all, you just saying it started something happening in you. Now say it with authority. 2018 is going to be my best year ever. Now tap the person on the front of you, behind you, side of you, and go, I'm going to help you make 2018 your best year ever. Your best year ever. Best year ever. Best songs created ever. Best production in music ever. Most fruitful business, creative ideas, George, Mark, ever. Ever. This is the year. This is the year Marlon gets married. Best marriage ever. See, y'all are smiling. I'm just telling you. The man is way, he's going to be the best husband. I'm just telling you something. Road is just going to be overwhelmed. God bless her and help her. Three. Beginning means the chief. Chief priorities will be accomplished. That's why I'm saying you bring the five things to the altar New Year's Eve. What are the priorities you want to accomplish in 2018 in the beginning? What is it that you want to accomplish? What is it that you want to accomplish? Number four, the beginning means the choice part. This will be I want you to say 2018 will be the choice part of my life. You're going to love this, Pastor Josh. Everything, another one of it, will be in its place. 2018 is the year to organize and purge. Get the junk out of your house, out of your life, out of your mind. Organize it and purge it. Some of y'all need to go down and cast the devil out of your closets. There's stuff in there that don't belong. You got a garage, you can't get in it because you got it jammed. No, it's the year to organize. God put everything in place. Number five, new beginnings. It's time. In the beginning is a time. It's a time for new beginnings. So get your head out of the past and into what's next. It's a time. Somebody say, 2018 is a time for new beginnings. Get your head out of the past. Because I don't care. If it's success, you're stuck in the past. If it's failure, you fear for the future. Number six, my first fruits will activate my most blessed year ever. And you say, well, what should I give in this wonderful, beautiful envelope? I will tell you, if you will be obedient, it will be significant. Do you hear that word? If you'll be obedient and do what God told you to do in your first fruit, if you'll be obedient, it will be significant. And when it's something significant, God says, I'll never be outdone. And then he comes back 30, 60, 100 fold. I'm just telling you, God is going to give. George, when you first told me, I was kind of an idiot. When you first told me about Bitcoin, what were they selling for a piece? $600. These coins that are now quickly becoming the means of exchange. George said to me, you travel internationally. You should not have cash and all this other stuff. It's universal. It's a Bitcoin. And I just went, thank you, George. That was good. Hallelujah. God, I don't really understand what you're saying. The lights are on, but nobody was home. And I said, yeah, that's great. Do you know what Bitcoin yesterday topped out at? $17,000. If you bought it at $600. How many of you believe in 2018 God will give you strategies? God will give you strategies. God will give you strategies where your money's working for you. Thank you, Jesus. I should moonwalk back into the past, buy a couple of those coins. Number seven, the principal thing. The beginning means the principal thing. The principal thing is my God and my family in 2018, both my natural and spiritual family. The principal thing. The principal thing. January 1, 2018 to December 31st, 2018, it's all in the dash. What are you going to do with those 365 days? What are you going to do with 8,760 hours? What are you going to do with 525,600 minutes? $31,536,000 seconds. You can make a decision in a second that could change your whole life for the positive, or it could set you in a life of regret. In the beginning, God is always about it. He looks down and he says to Adam, this is all yours. Now you name whatever you want to name it, and that's what I'll call it. And then we see he starts a new beginning with Noah. Then we see he starts a new beginning with Abram. Then he opens up the Red Sea and starts a new beginning with the Promised Land. And he says, you still hadn't got it, and he sets up a new beginning with Jesus. And then after Jesus leaves, he sets up another new beginning on Pentecost. 2018 is a new beginning for Hope United, and it's a new beginning for you. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. This morning I was praying on the way to church, and I'll never forget when I saw Christian for the first time. And Corinne had just had him, and although he was a big baby, it wasn't any bigger than this. And he was completely dependent upon his mother and father for life. That was in the beginning. If I had a little infant baby, I would tell you that's the way 2018 is going to look. It's infant. In the spirit, by the end of 2018, it's going to be a full-grown, mature person. How are you going to raise your year? How are you going to raise your new beginning? Because at first, you really got to take care of an infant. Man, you got to make sure of everything. You don't know what it wants. It's crying. You tried everything to make it quit crying. Then you start to learn. And all of a sudden, they learn to communicate back with you. They learn to walk. Then they go to school. And that brings up a whole situation. And one day, your son comes in and says, "Dad, I found her." And then he moves out of the house. Son, he has an emotional mental breakdown. I said, "It's okay. It's a new beginning. It's an in the beginning. Found the greatest woman in the world. Blessed us with these two beautiful grandchildren. What's your 2018 going to look like? What all are you going to birth? Whatever you birth can only be from the seed that's put in you. The question is, what are you pregnant with?" You around, there's a lot of different seed you can choose. Going to birth something in 2018. Put your notes down. Lift your hands. 2018. In the beginning.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.